Hey, welcome to I'll Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. I'm Brad.
And I'm Kara.
And we're back with another update this week. We signed up for our April 5K, the date of this recording, which is Earth Day. We said we're going to do one on or around Earth Day. But we signed up for the
Oscar the Grouch Scram race.
Did. Which should be pretty fun. And part of the proceeds go to the, what is it, the Yellow Bird Sesame
Street? The Yellow Street something.
Yeah, Sesame Street Workshop.
Thing.
We are going to do that 5K. That will be our April 5K.
Yeah, and we'll probably do it this weekend.
Yes.
Assuming weather is okay. I don't do 5Ks in the rain. It's that simple.
you've already done one in like 7-degree weather.
No, like cold isn't going to bother me. If it's early in the morning, even whenever like it's hot in the summer, that's still fine.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it in rain.
Okay.
If I have my choice, that's not happening.
But watch for that on... We'll be posting about it. But the big thing we want to talk about this week, this is an idea you had that we should talk about. If you want to go ahead and take it away.
So frequently you hear everywhere, like, you are what you eat. It starts with food. All of those little taglines. And that is 100% correct whenever you're talking about trying to lose weight and making sure your body is healthy.
Yeah.
But I want to take that one step further and say, we are what we consume. And
not just food.
Right. And I don't mean just food. I mean, we are what we consume when it comes to the people we hang out with, to obviously the things we put in our body, the things we read, the things we watch, the things we download.
Yeah. Social media, any
what we
any
listen
of that.
To. We are what we consume.
Because we are such a connected society anymore that.
And right now, to me, a lot of this is being pulled more and more into focus because we aren't as connected in the sense of being physically present with one another. So I have noticed that for me personally, my attitude and mood fluctuates depending on how I start my day.
Like depending on either who you're talking to, what you're looking at, what feed you're scrolling through.
Yeah. So for example, typically, when I get up, I try to get up a couple hours before everybody else.
Yeah.
So then that hasn't really happened this week. But typically, I try to get up a couple hours before everybody else so that I can have a little bit of quiet time because I just need that. And then I get everything ready for the boys school-wise. And if I have that hour to myself in the morning or even half an hour to myself where I can do my devotion, have my little quiet time, and then hop into things, my mood is better. My thought process for the day is better. Instead, you know, today, I think I got up at 7:15 as opposed to 5:30, something like that.
Okay.
At any rate, it wasn't earlier than it wasn't what it needed to be. And the first thing I did was I had to come downstairs and open email and start doing everything to get ready for the boys' school.
For school,
and
for work.
So then it was just this immediate mad dash. And there's nothing that was bad in those emails, but it definitely wasn't the start of the day of positivity.
But you felt rushed and flustered. No,
I wasn't rushed. Oh, okay. I wasn't flustered.
Okay.
It's just... was not the way to start my
not
day
the
because
calming morning
I went
that usually
I went
do.
Straight from that content to Instagram.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to starting my day with the Bible or on Friday mornings, I have a group of women that I meet with at 6 a.m. starting my day with them. Like all of those are positive. Starting my day with a cup of coffee and silence. That's fabulous for me. Let there be silence, even if it's only for a half an hour in my life. You know, the days whenever Brad's like, I'm going to wake up with you now, too. I'm like, no, you're not. Go away.
Because I sit there and want to talk. And she's like, quiet.
I'll go out in the porch.
All you have to do is start reading a book. And
it's true. If I start reading a book, he suddenly wants to talk. He can be completely absorbed in a video game or something else. And the second I open a book,
it is very true. Very true.
He's like a little kid who needs attention.
So with that, when you say we are what we consume, what are some things that you have? I know you've looked at some of the stuff that you consume that you either need to reevaluate or some stuff that you're like, well, maybe I shouldn't do this or maybe I should do more of this.
Well, one of the things that I think I have been consuming more that has been good is sunshine.
Yeah,
that is something for me that I actually need to consume a lot of, but just being outside, being in nature, mm-hmm. walking around. For me, I think that that has been very good as opposed to being in our 110-year-old house that's dark and filled with people. But the other thing I've noticed is my Instagram feed. Whenever we first started doing this, I was spending a lot more time on the I'll Get a Burger feed as opposed mm-hmm. to my personal feed. Okay. And that feed is only filled with healthy stuff. That's all like we're following.
Whole 30,
Primal Gourmet, yeah. like just different things like that. And, yeah, so yep. everything that was in my feed on there was positivity and was here's other ways to make yourself better. I'm not spending as much time on there anymore. I'm back to my normal feed. And you know what's in my normal feed? Cooks Illustrated. New York Times cooking and food, the Food Network, Alton Brown, Martha Stewart. You know what they do? Oh, King Arthur's Flour. They have fabulous baking recipes. And they have a lot of really good food that looks great, but none of them would fall into the category of healthy.
Well, and you're not saying any of them are bad.
No.
But they're just kind of, it's what you're seeing. So your mindset's like, ooh, I want to bake something.
Well, I always want to bake something. Well, so, yeah, I mean, yeah. that's, but I'll see something as opposed to, hey, let's make Casablanca chicken. Oh, that pile of pasta, that looks fabulous. Okay. And you know okay. what that pile of pasta is going to do to me? It's going to make me real tired because my body does not love gluten yes. and the carbs are just going to make me want to take a nap. Mm-hmm. Case in point, yesterday for lunch, I had pasta. What did I do later in the afternoon?
You took a nap.
I took a nap. another thing that is in my Instagram feed a lot is I'm kind of sarcastic. Like, for those of you who don't know me, I tend to be a little snarky. I really do need to watch what I say. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things that come out of my mouth shouldn't. But some of the things that I follow are really snarky.
Yeah.
And they bring me great joy. I'm not going to lie. But they're definitely not positive. Like, they're filled with negativity and just kind of judgmental.
Okay.
And that, when I look at the world through a judgmental lens, I suddenly become darker and darker and darker. And it's honestly way easier to be judgy and pissy and annoyed with people than it is to purposely seek out the good in them mm-hmm. and try to figure out, okay, why are those people so grumpy? Why are those people acting the way that they do? As okay. opposed to, oh, she's just a bee.
And what is it with those, as you look at this, that you can either change or do differently with it?
I could get rid of them.
Well, okay. And, I mean, like I've said, you're talking social media. For me, it's mostly movies and, you know, the Denver Broncos stuff. And I know after that, then I start talking to you. I'm like, oh, did you hear about this movie? Or hell, did you hear about this in football or this and this? And you're just like... No more.
He fails to mention that unlike me, like I have, I'm going to go back to email real fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
When we were talking about email, like the first thing in the morning, I delete all of those crap.
The junk
email. Yeah. Yep. The junk email. But typically, like I unsign up from stuff. So I don't have a ton in there. You, on the other hand, you have a lot. And you have a lot of shopping ones
yes.
that you click on every day just to see.
I do.
What
absolutely. And as we talked about this, that was one of the things like I wake up in the morning with a good in my personal inbox, a good 30 or so emails that are just nothing but emails from
this.
Whatever company I signed up for. And there are a lot of them. I'm like, ooh, I wonder what they have today. Let's click on this. I mean, and it's, you know, Disney, Star Wars stuff. There's, you know, my Broncos emails, I have Food Network and who knows, other huge range of, you know, Target and Funko Pops and all kinds.
I'm rolling my eyes over here, folks.
But yeah, and it, I think it just ramps up that, oh, I want to shop. I want to buy stuff.
You know what Kara doesn't like? Stuff. But, I fight a stuff battle all day long.
You do, but... You also enjoy shopping.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
But you don't like stuff like the stuff I do of like, oh, here's some more Star Wars pops. And here's
a knickknack. Here's another piece of like shelf trash.
Shelf trash. Yes, the shelf trash that I buy.
I grew up in a household that, honestly, like my mom was a really good decorator, but she was very kind of eclectic. Brad has been there. Like every surface is curated and full of stuff.
Yes.
As are the walls. Absolutely. And I'm like, maybe I'll hang a picture or maybe it'll just be a blank wall. Like I don't want to dust it. I don't want to collect it.
Almost every blank space has something covering it or on it.
And
it
looks really good. I just don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I married somebody who absolutely wants to do that.
So for me, yeah, email is definitely one that is, I wouldn't say, yeah, kind of a negative, because then I'm like, ooh, I want stuff. I want more stuff.
Although I think you have tamped that down.
I have. I mean, we can't always buy the stuff, but you look at it every day. And then there is that, oh, I wish I could have this.
And then he verbalizes it to me like, are you going to let me buy it? Are you going to let me buy it? Well, and when you were talking about social media, I think for me, the perfect example is Facebook. I get very angry when I look at Facebook. And therefore, for a couple of years, I just stopped. I just was like, I'm gone. I got to get off
you
here.
Did.
I'm out.
You did.
I'm out. I can't do it. And then that was basically how my church was communicating. And Brad isn't always the most reliable source of information.
It's true.
So I got back on there, but I think I look at Facebook maybe once every 2 weeks.
And it was probably a year or so ago that I went through, as I'm scrolling my Facebook, and I unfollowed anybody that would post anything that I felt negative to me. So that way my Facebook feed is only either pictures of someone's kids or, you know, people that I know are like positive thoughts and like things that I enjoy looking at, not just negativity. And it's much better that way.
What about content you consume?
As far as movies, TV, video games, Animal Crossing that we talk about every week. But right now, I mean, that's the one thing that I consume probably the most
without
anything is Animal Crossing.
One of the things that I wonder, I don't know what you'll say to this. I want you to think back to like when I first met you.
Okay.
How much of your persona or who you are do you think is shaped by the fact that your favorite genre of movies is horror?
Yes, absolutely is.
Like, I gotta think, because you would watch a horror flick every day if you could.
Yes, you are correct. I would.
Like, when
we first met, I think there were a lot of times where I did.
You did. You absolutely did. Like, I'd call you and you'd be like, oh, I'm watching it. I'm like, really? Right before bed?
You're like, I've never even heard of this. Okay.
And then he'd tell me what it was about. I'm like, I don't think so. Funny story. When I first
side
met
note.
Brad.
Okay. Let me tell you. When she first met, my decoration of my apartment that I lived in was the main living space was full of Star Wars. So Star Wars posters, Star Wars, whatever laid out and stuff.
And random Bronco stuff.
Yes. Bathroom was Nightmare Before Christmas. And then in a side back room that wasn't my bedroom had more Star Wars and a lot of shoes.
He still has a lot of shoes, guys.
Back bedroom, I had two bedrooms in my apartment, was where I put all my Spawn figures. So those who know...
Trash shelf.
About...
Or shelf trash.
Todd McFarlane and the Spawn toy line knows, you know, there are a lot of like... horror figures and grotesque figures and stuff like that. So that was where those were kept, in the room that most people didn't go inside, that I didn't know who they were, kind of thing.
We were headed up. He was living in Colorado at the time. We were going to head up to the tundra that day and go hike.
Yeah.
And I didn't have anything warm enough with me. Because, I mean, it was warm out. But when you head up there, it's still going to be cold.
Yeah, because you're above the tree line. So it's
he goes,
cold.
Oh, I've got old coats. I've got extra jackets and sweatshirts in the back bedroom. Just go grab one out of the closet. And I walked in there and was assaulted by like a woman in a bathtub being hung. And like, I was like, oh, my friend has always told me he was going to cut me up and put me in a freezer. This is actually going to happen.
Yeah, that's where the full horror of things came out to play that weekend.
Oh, yeah, it did. I had so many questions.
But however many years later, we're still together. I still love horror movies, but I don't have those toys anymore.
Ask him when he got rid of them.
Right after that, shortly, probably, right?
No, you had them here as up until like a
Not
couple
all of them.
Months ago.
Not all of them.
Yes, you I just sold them to the comic shop.
Oh, some of those. Yes, some of the ones that are in the package. Yes.
Yeah,
but
you
did. Some of the ones that you saw laying out, they were open packages, were got rid of not too long after that. But
let's hid them
before the next time.
Let's also just focus on the fact that he had an entire extra room filled with shelf trash.
And a whole lot more in boxes.
True.
But anyway.
Anyway, he has downsized.
I'm not a bad person, people.
No, he is not at all. At all. But so how does consuming that shape you? Because you usually are one of the most positive people I know.
Yeah. I mean, I try to be as positive as possible. I know there are a lot of times where, you know, you mentioned Facebook being negative. I'll read a lot of articles of what's going on in the world right now, and I kind of get, I don't know, I don't get angry, but I get very...
He gets angry.
Upset. I mean, I don't get anger, but, you know, I'm upset with what I read. I'm like, I can't believe this.
Be in a car with him sometime like, and get him talking.
I don't know, like horror, like that type of stuff being around didn't make me that type of person or what that... I don't know what it is.
What's the draw to it?
It just... Just like you've heard some of the music I listen to.
Also creepy.
And it calms me. I don't know what it says about me.
Once again.
But, like, I find it very relaxing and
I'm
very
ever
like.
Chopped up. Look for him.
I don't know. It's just something I love. I can't explain why.
No, I mean, that absolutely is not your personality in any way. No.
Hey, I want to be positive. I want to be...
Absolutely. Like, you're not like
a light in the world, so to speak.
Angry. No, you're not an angry person at all. I do think that you are becoming an anxious person, though.
Oh, absolutely. Because of, I mean, COVID-19, this is something that just happened this week, was, you know, you read about it every day. And here in Ohio, we have our governor does a 2 o'clock thing every day. And usually... either around 2 or after, I just look at the updates after. I'm like, I want to see what they say today. What's
wine
everything
with
going
DeWine.
On? Yeah. And the other night, I woke up in the middle of the night and had kind of a panic attack in the middle of the night. Like, I woke up with a tight chest where I couldn't breathe, and I started freaking out that, like, oh my gosh, like, what if I have this all of a sudden? What's going to happen with my kids and my wife and everything else? And I just freaked out, and I for no reason
never,
at all.
Never mind the fact that our car is yellow because there's so much pollen coming off of the giant oak tree next to our house, and he's severely allergic to this.
I have huge seasonal allergies,
like,
but
typically about this time of year he ends up with both a sinus infection and some sort of upper respiratory thing, all
because
of
allergies. I finally calmed myself that night, saying it's just allergies, it's that time of the year. And I calmed down. I mean, I fell back asleep, but it was still scary of that anxiety and that panic that just happened in the middle of the night.
Well, I think your anxiety started the minute we had kids.
I would agree. Yes, absolutely. Like, I am very anxious when it comes around them because I don't want anything to happen to them, and I don't...
He's a hoverer. I'm a, well, natural consequences.
I'm not as much a hoverer as I used to be. I used to be really
questionable.
Bad. Really bad. But yeah, I've definitely gotten a lot more anxious with children.
And the hover is probably why he was the stay-at-home parent and not I.
But yeah, it's, again, like consumption of, you know, articles that I read or stuff I watch about things going on. It's already, you know, ramps up an anxiety I may have already had inside, you know, surfacing.
I love mysteries of any kind. So like my TV show that Brad knows I could binge 24/7 is any of the NCIS's. I could sit and watch them from episode one all the way to the end. And then whatever their new ones are, they've got New Orleans and California. Like I could watch all of them. I love them. And I just like the mystery piece. And anytime there's ever been a TV show that was built around mystery, not like the CSI things or anything like that, where it's super graphic, but just that whodunit, that's always been my thing. So I read a ton of mysteries. And lately, they've just been fluff, and I've done that purposely. And I just got a new one, and I'd been reading ones that took place at a bake shop. Also not great if you're trying to lose weight, because each of these books has all the recipes at the end, and they all sound really good. The person in this book is so negative that I found myself being like, oh my gosh, could you just snap out of it? Stop throwing yourself a freaking pity party. Mm-hmm. And realizing that I was getting grumpy because I was reading this book.
Yeah.
Also wondering how desensitized I am, because in quarantine now, I think I'm on like book 23 or something like that. Most of them have been mysteries, and there's death in every single one of them. And it's not like, who stole the candy?
And during quarantine, you've ramped up the reading, and I'm a movie watcher. And since quarantine, mine has probably dropped in half.
I'd go even more than that.
Like, I haven't watched a new movie in 2 weeks.
I can't even get him to watch TV shows with me. Like, normally we would find something that we would binge together just for fun. And he's like, no, I don't want to. Let's flip through things for a half an hour until I get bored. And then I leave and I go read. And so, then he plays Animal Crossing.
That's what I'm trying to do, people. I'm trying to get her out of the room so I can owe Tom Nook some money. So what are some things that you can do to change that? Or do you want to change it?
Well, I don't know. And that's what I've been trying to figure out, is I know personally that what I read really impacts what I do and what I want to do. So, for example, there is a very snarky author who cracks me up, but she had one book called Such a Pretty Fat instead of Such a Pretty Face.
Okay.
And it was her entire, like, this is what I'm trying to do to lose weight because I know I need to. And while I was reading it, I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And I was more motivated to be doing those kinds of things.
Okay.
As opposed to reading a bake shop mystery series. I'd also like to point out that all the women in all the books that I read, they're perfect, of course, because why wouldn't they be? Yeah. I think for the next 2 weeks, I am going to challenge myself to take a step back from social media, which I actually don't think will be super hard.
Okay.
I am going to start each day with a book that isn't fiction, which I don't normally read.
Okay.
And hopefully make it something worthwhile as opposed to fluff. So maybe I'll do a more in-depth Bible study. Maybe I'll just read a biography or two. I don't know. Okay. But something that's more helpful to me than hindering to me. And then I do think I need to go back to reading some nutrition books so I can get back into that mindset of
the healthier
how do I fuel my body appropriately. And I kind of want to do some reading about helping figure out how to get our boys' palates to expand.
Oh, if anybody out there has information, please let us know that. It's a fight we've had for a long time.
It is. And on top of that, I think that their diet is exacerbating some of like the issues that they're having with, you know, anxiety and ADD. Yeah,
I mean, when your menu only has like three items that you rotate through and you're stuck indoors, it's going to get a little old.
So old. But I think for the next 2 weeks, I really want to do that. I think the one account on Instagram that I would say isn't, because here's the other thing that's in my Instagram account a lot. Hair and beauty. I'm a makeup junkie. Like, this is something most people don't know. I did theatrical hair and makeup for a long time. I love doing it. I just like hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a lot of that in there. But along with that comes this idea of a certain level of perfection and a certain way you should look and what you need to do. And this is what you have to do to not look like you're old and all this stuff.
Okay.
So getting rid of that. I think the one thing that I would continue to watch and look at on Instagram is my little hobby farm account that I follow called Juggling Daisies. And she just posts pictures of her farm animals.
Well, and obviously, like you said earlier, the I'll Get a Burger account.
Right. Is no, just that one's fine. Yeah. Like I could stuff, move them so, over yeah. to that account because there's nothing on there that's bad. If anything, it'd okay. maybe make me not want to eat bacon, but probably not. Because although Clementine is cute, she'd still be tasty.
So for 2 weeks, you're going to do more not cozy mystery books.
I didn't
more...
say that. I just said I was going to add in something.
You're going to add in other stuff. Okay.
Although I think I'm running out of all of my books that I took out from the library.
And for me, I mean, all I could say is like, not read the news. That's the number one thing I could probably do is not look at news.
Do you have people in your
news.
Life who are negative?
I try not to. Like, okay. Most, pretty much all the people that I surround myself with are fairly positive people that, I don't know, I'll have to, I'm not taking Animal Crossing away. That's, you know.
I didn't ask you to.
I'm just teasing. I just, besides like just all the world issues, I want to stay informed, but it's, maybe I should cut back on the amount that I obsess and look over things, because you know how I get focused on one thing, I obsess about it, and I read every single thing about this one thing.
He researches and researches and researches, and then I have to hear about all of it.
Yes, yes. I mean, even before a purchase as small as, you know,
one of the microphones that we're using right now.
Yeah. Like, I'll sit there and obsess and read about them, read every review and watch every video about it and listen to samples and go, okay, I think this is it.
Even and though, I'm like, it's $12 just by the stupid microphone.
Yeah, so I'll have to figure out a way to not obsess over stuff like that. It's gonna be hard. I can't tell you how.
Okay, I can think of something else you consume. You consume podcasts.
Since quarantine, I haven't consumed as many, but yes, I do. And majority of them are movie podcasts. I do a movie podcast, but I listen to movie podcasts. So I just love movies. So I like to hear what other people think about things.
Okay. Maybe you could add in a health podcast.
You are correct. I could change up what I consume for sure. Absolutely. You are absolutely correct.
What really got me thinking on this topic, other than noticing changes in myself since being home and just consuming kind of the same stuff over mm-hmm. and over again, was seeing the change in our boys based on what they consume. When mm. our boys play Roblox.
Oh my gosh. The attitudes are insane.
They're jerks. And it's awful.
But like today when they play Minecraft, completely different.
Completely different. When I say it's time to turn off. Okay, let's go do Legos. Yeah. And they'll go continue doing exactly. Legos. Whenever they decide they're going to do art videos and they sit and they draw. Again, yeah. There's not this fight. But throw in YouTube videos from, I'm not even going to call people out, but some of the stuff that's even on YouTube Kids, where the kids are just super mouthy with their parents.
Yep. Then they get the same way.
They suddenly correct. Become them.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And it's, I think for the next 2 weeks, for the entire family, we should just look at what it is and just cut things out or change things around and see how it goes. I mean, for all we know, we don't come back to some of that stuff. And you're like, oh, look at that. Look how much nicer
just
the world
3
is.
Hours of my life back.
Exactly.
Since we've now kind of set a new goal, mm-hmm. talk me through your past goals. Like, wasn't one of them exercise?
One of them was exercise.
I don't remember what the other one was.
One was getting out 5 days a week, which I don't remember the count, but I think, again, I don't know if I had all 5 days, but I think I may have. I may have gotten out and walked 5 days out of this past week. The other one was at least one of my meals out of the day, something that was either close to Whole30 as possible or something like that, whether it's, you know, a nice salad or something else. And I'm still kind of failing at that. I'm going to make the boys corn dogs. I'm like, you know what? I'll just make an extra one and I'll eat it too.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Well, and, so and let's be very clear here. We have the right food here. We have mm-hmm. lots of vegetables. We have lots of fruit.
I mean, I grilled... one of the best things I had this week. I grilled some of our chicken thighs last night. I grilled them, and then the last few minutes, I took them off and put them in our air fryer to crisp the skin on it, and they were just like the most wonderful things ever.
Okay, then. The other thing that I mentioned this week that Brad and I both started laughing at, we chose to do Whole30 during January.
Yes.
When we both had lots of social engagements. We both wanted to eat out. We had like crazy schedules going on with kids' sports and swimming and la, la, la. Now we're in quarantine when you literally can't go anywhere or do anything. And all you do is have time to stay home and cook.
We're failing.
What the heck? So you may see a resurgence in our efforts.
A change, yes. It needs to happen. I mean, you know, weigh-in's coming soon.
He actually weighed in the other day, and he had gained, and I was down. La, 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 la. Not that it's a competition.
Not at all. No. We'll check back in next week to see where some of these new goals that we have set and the other goals we are still... How are you doing on yours? Yours was... The greens, the water.
Greens, no. Water
is
fine.
You're doing good on getting out and exercising.
Exercise, like yesterday I put on a pair of jeans. I know. What am I doing, right? It's quarantine. Why wear jeans?
Yeah, why get dressed?
I put on a pair of jeans because I had to leave the house. And at first I was like, these don't fit any differently. And then I looked in the mirror and I could tell that while they didn't necessarily feel looser, they were fitting me very differently. And I think it's because I've been walking 2 or 3 miles mm-hmm. a day.
Yeah.
And we're in a very hilly area. So it's a good workout. Didn't I set another goal for myself last week? Yoga.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That has gone nowhere. But my friend did send me like yoga for idiots. So we're going to give that a go.
Give it a go. All mm-hmm. right. So we'll check back on that next week. We'll have our 5K update next week
for
the Scram 5K.
Yep.
And I'll say follow us on our social media, Instagram and Twitter at I'll Get a Burger, or you can email us I'll Get a Burger@gmail.com.
And truly, if you know a way to expand a child's palate, we want all of your hints.
All of them. We'll be back next week to update you on everything. Bye.
Bye.